It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, as you will know, over the last few weeks, we have been giving away Opinions Matter merchandise. We have absolutely professionally and beautifully made coffee mugs. They are travel mugs, and we have loads of them to give away, branded with the lovely Opinions Matter logo. And you could win one. You could win one very easily just by listening to this podcast. So on the last episode of Opinions Matter, we asked a question. We got hundreds of entries, and I am going to ring one of those entries right now.
Hello?
Can I speak to Karen, please?
Speaking.
Hello, Karen. How are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
Not too bad, yourself?
Good, not a bother. Now, Karen, you entered our competition for one of our exclusive Opinions Matter travel mugs. Isn't that right?
I did indeed.
So guess what, Karen? You have just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. These are very exclusive. Very few people have one of these. Whereabouts do you live?
Kilbarrick.
In Kilbarrick. Well, one of them is on the way in the post to you, Karen. What's your surname?
Russell.
Karen Russell from Kilbarrick. One of our Opinions Matter travel mugs. It's on its way to you today.
Brilliant, thank you so much.
And keep listening to this episode of Opinions Matter, because we have another question coming up a little bit later on for you to win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Adrian says this message: I was disgusted to see that there's a petition going on about a super mosque being built in County Donegal. What the hell is a super mosque anyway? I think the petition has gotten over 25,000 signatures. Can I ask your listeners a question? What is their issue with a place of worship being built? Would they complain about a Catholic church being built, a synagogue being built? This all comes down to Islamophobia. I live 5 minutes from a mosque and have never, ever had a problem. What is their issue other than bigotry? And that's from a lady called Yvonne. Now, for those of you who aren't aware, there has been a campaign going on for a number of months now about the granting of planning permission for a mosque. Now, I don't know who came up with the term mega mosque or super mosque, of a mosque in Letterkenny in County Donegal. So the campaign has been going on for a number of weeks and months, and thousands of people have signed the petition against it. Here's just a little bit of one of the videos from one of the guys, I think he's from the Irish Freedom Party or one of them, talking about the mosque.
Our country, Ireland, has been Islamified before our eyes. As I walk in the ancient church of Ogginagan Abbey, Letterkenny, County Donegal, we must remain Christian. Ireland is a Christian country built on Christian foundations and morals. We need to get this petition going viral. We need to raise awareness about the Islamification of Ireland. Stop Letterkenny Mega Mosque now.
Stop Letterkenny Mega Mosque now. That's what he says. Now, as I said, this campaign has been going on for a while. It's in Letterkenny in County Donegal. Planning permission has been granted, and this mosque is will be going ahead. Yes. But local people, or at least people like him, are not at all happy.
And I don't think it'd be fair to say that all local people are unhappy, but I've seen a few people going up to Letterkenny that aren't even from Donegal complaining about it. Some people asked, I have that answer, by the way, Adrian.
Oh, very good.
Yes, I have that answer. Yeah, I did good. My research. Why does Letterkenny need a mosque? Well, the Muslim population of Letterkenny is 489. So there's 489 Muslims living in Letterkenny. Mm-hmm. Now, unlike most other religions, the majority of Muslims actually go to a place of worship.
They do?
To, so, I mean, I'm born and bred a Catholic. I'm an atheist now, but I'm born and bred a Catholic. But for years, I didn't go to a church. So the majority of Catholics do not go to a place of worship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just a statement of fact.
No, it is a statement of fact.
You just have to look at any church of the weekend. The majority of Catholics in Ireland say they're Catholic and they're happy to say it on paper and they're happy to spew it when they think Ireland is a Catholic country, but they do not go to a place of worship. Now, the difference is, if you are Muslim, the chances are the majority of you go, because for a lot of Muslims, praying in a mosque is a very important part of your religion. So I would imagine out of that 489 Muslims in Letterkenny, they all want to go to a mosque. So obviously there is a need for the mosque. Now, I would have to agree with Yvonne. What is the problem? What is the issue here? It is just a place of worship. That's all it is. It's a place of worship.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place where Muslims go. I've been in a mosque. I grew up beside a mosque, for God's sake. I grew up beside one of the biggest mosques in Ireland, which is in Clonskee. And this was never, ever... This has only become an issue in the last 10 years. Probably...
There was an issue, now, I'll be honest with you, at the time that that mosque was being built...
The one in Clonskee.
In the 90s, there was protests about it. There was a campaign against it. Now, it did go ahead.
Yeah.
It did get planning permission, and it is... it's a fine building in Clonskee.
Yeah, I've been in it many times, yeah.
Causes no harm to nobody, to the best of my knowledge, except that it's actually closed at the moment and has been closed.
It's
back open in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe when you're listening to this podcast, it is reopened, but it's been closed for 9 months because of issues that they had. Anyhow, it is to reopen. But the question is...
We want to try to get to the bottom of it.
Yes.
If you have a problem with a mosque being built and opening in Ireland, no matter where it is, what is the actual problem? I mean, you heard that guy there talking on the video, and he sounds like he's going on like it's the end of the world. The Islamification of
Let's listen to him again. This is a fellow from one of the promotional videos. Let's see what he's saying again.
Our country, Ireland, has been Islamified before, right?
Yeah.
As I walk in the ancient church of Ogunigan Abbey, Letterkenny, County Donegal, we must remain Christian. Ireland is a Christian country built on Christian foundations and morals. We need to get this petition going viral. We need to raise awareness about the Islamification.
Okay, the Islamification of Ireland is what he's concerned about. Now, how many people did you say in Letterkenny are Muslim? 400 and something?
Yeah, 489.
Not an awful lot. Not hardly taking over the town.
No, not taking over the town.
Okay, the question we're asking you is, what is your objection to this mosque or any mosque being built in Ireland? Because
and have the balls actually come on, and you're not going to be branded racist, because I won't brand you racist, but have the balls. If you're posting online, like there was a fellow online saying they should be all burnt to the ground. Would you ever stop? And my reply to that fellow would be, yeah,
mm-hmm.
If you want them burnt, by the way, that's incitement to hatred.
Of course it is.
And his name is Stephen. If you want them all burnt to the ground, do you want all the Catholic churches that harboured paedophile priests for years? Like, people seem to forget the harm that the Catholic Church did to this country. Just look at the murder in baby homes.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
Look at gay people that were persecuted. Look at the amount of children, friends of mine, altar boy friends of mine, who were sexually abused by dirty paedophile priests. So are you going to burn down all the churches as well that literally gave those dirty pervert paedophiles
a home.
Mm. Like, seriously, your selective outrage actually makes me sick.
We would like to hear from you on 085 825 2626. What is your objection, if any, to mosques being built in Ireland? This is just the latest, by the way, in Donegal. There have been campaigns and protests against other mosques being built in Dublin and around the country. 085 825 2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let me kick off, if I can, with Mark.
Everybody deserves to have a place to worship regardless of their faith. You'd have to be an idiot to have a problem with this. You don't like the mosque, you don't go to the mosque. It's that simple. Same with every other church. But I know Jeremy will have an issue with this, but he has behaved just like those knuckle draggers numerous times on the show with the bile he spits about the Catholic Church. He's no better. A lot of your callers, a lot of your people commenting on Facebook are the same, but they'll jump on the high horse today.
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter
with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
We've a lot of angry people.
Lot of anger.
Like, we got a message from a woman, Kirsty O'Gorman. How are you, Kirsty? Say hello to Kirsty O'Gorman.
How are you, Kirsty?
And she said, suck a dick, you classist cunts.
Oh, that's what she said. Here, I have another one. You should be ashamed of yourselves, you stupid pricks.
Oh, lovely. It's going to be a great show. Call me at 5 p.m. and I'll come on.
At 5 p.m.?
Does that person have realised the show would be... So we're going to do a show today for 3 hours. For 3 hours, yeah?
Yeah.
Just for that person that wants to come on.
Okay, but we'll call that person now anyway, will we? Just for the hell of it. Huh?
Yeah, go on, see what this
is. Yeah, okay. Hang on there now. Let's see what this person... This person's after having a go at myself and Jeremy. We are part of the problem, allegedly.
Well, you didn't have a go at me. Nobody has a go at me. I'm not the hated person here. It's you that's disliked. There you go. It's fine,
No balls to answer. Cat got your tongue. So, to that clown as well, what's this clown's name? Mac J. A strange name.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mac J is after sending us a very abusive message.
Get over it.
No. But then we give these people an opportunity to talk. We ring them at no charge.
That clown wouldn't even know how to have tie shoelaces.
Oh, here's our friend ringing us. Oh, hang on. Good afternoon, Opinions Matter.
Well, Adrian.
That's me.
Is it? Is this me I'm speaking to? Right. Adrian, look.
Yeah, go on.
You're live on the air, by the way, just to let you know.
Couldn't hear from live in the air. Exactly. This is for all the people here.
I know, but we're just...
Understand this.
Hang on a sec. We're just telling you you're live on the air, so just so you know...
That's fine.
What's your first name, please, just so we can have your first name?
My name's John, so it is.
Hiya, John. Jeremy's my name. Adrian is his name. This podcast is called Opinions Matter. I don't know, have you ever heard this before? Did you just come across
it? I have indeed.
Good man.
And do you listen regularly?
I don't listen regularly, no, but I've started to talk in a wee bit more there because I started to notice one or two is a post on a line but how I believe with certain things, especially when it comes to the point where you're throwing up people's faces there, saying that people are entitled to a place of worship. Understand this, Adrian, right? There's 50-odd Muslim countries there where they could all go and happily build as many mosques as they'd like. You think there for a second now that if you could go to their country and start preaching or start carrying around a Bible there or start sharing your beliefs that you wouldn't be pulled on it? No, but to come over here, so they do, hey, and they take the absolute piss. You give them an inch and they take a fucking bloody mile. And understand this here, right? It's a majority Catholic country, and it always was, and it will always will be.
Well, sorry, can I just stop you here?
If you're going to interrupt me,
I'm not interrupting you, but I have to be able to address the point when you say it. That's a grown up.
He's after hanging up. Fadia, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi there, how are you?
Good, thank you very much. Now, what did you want to say on this?
I suppose I just wanted to reflect the opinion of an Irish Muslim. I was born and raised in this country, but I'm originally from Iraq. I saw a lot of the comments that are saying, you know, would you be able to build a church in a Muslim country? Where I'm from, we have churches of all types for all different sects of Christianity. We have Catholic churches, Orthodox churches, and they're very often visited by Muslims. And we share the same city, we live together in a very respectful way. I just don't seem to understand this new, from my experience, I feel like there's a new wave of hatred towards Islam in Ireland, because I went to an all-Catholic school, and me and my sisters are the only Muslims in that school. I never once heard a disrespectful comment, or, you know, I was, you know, looked down upon or anything. In fact, my Irish friends would come to the mosque with me. My mosque would be the Milltown Mosque. The one that you mentioned earlier, Clonaskimas, they have never raised any problems in the past. So what are people basing their objection?
And it's a good point. As I said, I grew up beside the Clonsky Mosque, and there were, as Adrian says, there were very few. You see, you have to remember, when Clonsky Mosque was built, there wasn't Facebook and Twitter and all these cesspits. Yeah. And that's where the far right get all their power, is social media. And they will say things. Yeah. You know, all those people who were commenting on our Facebook page saying, mosque's out, they wouldn't dare stand outside the mosque in Clonsky and say that, because they don't have the balls to say that. And you are right. In most Muslim countries, bar, I think, Saudi Arabia. In fact, one of the biggest Catholic churches that I've seen is called, and you would think by the name of this church, you think it was based in Dublin, but it's called the Catholic Church of Our Lady of the Rosary. Now, if I was to say that to you, Adrian, where would you say that church is? So it's called the Catholic Church of Our Lady of the Rosary.
I think it was in Rome or somewhere.
It's in Qatar.
Yeah. Oh, Qatar.
Yeah. Which is a very strict... it's a very strict Muslim country. You can't drink there. Yeah. We all know that from the World Cup. And that church is bigger than any Catholic church in Ireland. So to those people who say, you can't build a church in a Muslim country, you actually can.
Absolutely.
And people have.
And, you know, it's just hurtful because and some of the other comments as well that I'd like to address on your show is they were saying they're using pastors' money and they're, you know, they're, you get some of the guy, one guy that came on earlier, you give them an inch, they take a mile or something like that. That really bothers me, and it bothers every single Muslim person that's hardworking and you know, and contributes strongly to this country. These two mosques actually generate income for the state. Clonisky Mosque has a very big supermarket. It has a Muslim national school that employs Irish teachers and others, and it has a restaurant. So these things are good for economic stability for the state. You know, it's not been a burden.
When you hear, and I mentioned this because I actually remember at the time, before the Clonisky Mosque was built in the 1990s, there was protesting. It wasn't that widespread, but it was significant enough before the mosque was built. Anyway, the mosque went ahead, it was built, and has existed there for 30 years without any issue at all. Now, when you hear people mounting campaigns to stop another mosque being built, what do you think of that? What goes through your mind?
It just builds this notion of anti-immigration, anti-Islam. This ideal like that they're trying to make Ireland seem like a place of ignorance. It's never been like this. What actually harms the country is not building a place that people used to worship. It's ignorance. It's fear of people who are different. It's never been like this. It's really disappointing that we've come to this. And before, you know, I used to never take this seriously. I used to think of, you know, I see people like, I'm a pharmacist. I work in the community. I know, you know, I speak to a lot of people from a lot of different backgrounds. And before, it used to be an opinion of one or two people. But because of this one person that is saying stupid things online, it's actually become a movement. And it's dangerous. And people really need to, you know, the decent Irish people in this country need to just put their foot down and stop it, because it is not a reflection of Irish people. It's not a reflection of who we are and how you know, kind we are to each other and how we should treat each other. I think it just makes it's just really disappointing. It makes Ireland look
okay. Now, there are people, some people, that have a very irrational fear of what actually goes on inside a mosque and what the preaching what the preaching that goes on inside a mosque is promoting and so on. What do you say to those people?
I say, you know, just like we came to this country, for example, for me, I didn't really know much about Christianity, but when I went to, you know, Catholic school, I went to my friend's confirmation. I would go to them, with them for churches, you know, to church for weddings and things like that. Go for yourself and see what is preached there. We don't have any, like, evil activity going on in there. It's literally just... We go to pray. Sometimes these places are used
for cutting across you, but I have seen videos from mosques in the UK. And by the way, I'm not saying that you're the spokesperson for Islam, by the way. You can't answer for every one of the billions of Muslims. But I have seen videos coming out of mosques in the UK where hate has been preached in some of these mosques.
Yeah, so I suppose with that, it's the same idea as, you know, like, not all Irish people are the same, not all Muslims are the same. You know, people can't be judged by someone's actions. They don't represent us.
And in fairness, you're right. As an altar boy, as a Catholic altar boy growing up in Ireland, I was altar boy for 5 years, I heard hate. Yeah. I heard hate being spewed from the pulpit by the Catholic priest who used to give out about, now this was back in the day, back in the 80s, our local parish priest used to give out about people having children outside wedlock. And I remember he'd be standing on the pulpit screaming there, don't have children outside wedlock. And he also used to preach hate hate against the LGBT community.
And the Protestant community.
And the Protestant community. So people forget...
But I mean, not all priests are like that.
No,
I mean,
and that's exactly the point. Okay, so when you hear... sorry, Fadi, where do you worship yourself?
Where do I work?
No, where do you worship yourself?
Oh, why do I worship? Apologies. I go to Milltown Mosque. So in Ireland, there's two mosques. And basically, they're divided based in Dublin. I mean, there's two main mosques. They're divided based on your sect. So just like you have Catholics and Protestants, we have Sunni and Shia. And I go to the Shia mosque, which is in Milltown.
Okay. That makes sense. It may not make sense to a lot of people, but it does make sense to me. So you're saying... to people like in this country, we have a Muslim population that is steadily growing. In the last census, it is reckoned about 85,000. I would imagine up to 100,000 people in this country now. Can I ask are Muslim?
Can I honestly ask an honest question? And I don't believe this, by the way, but I'm just saying that people ask me: are you trying to take over the country? No, but that's what people believe. Are you trying to Islamify Ireland? And will you be only? And I know you're laughing, but people but people believe that you are, and I know you don't have.
What are they basing this off? I don't understand. Like, majority of Muslims, I know that there's some people that aren't. Majority of Muslims are actually employed in very high places in this country. They're healthcare workers. My family is a family full of doctors and pharmacists and dentists. We get people in the hospital, but sometimes they're like, "Oh, we don't want to be served by you. You're a Paki." Like. You know, stupid things like that. Like they really
fact, just on that, I'm just reading earlier on that a significant portion of the Muslim community in Ireland is highly educated. There are over 4,000 Muslim doctors representing 8% of the entire doctor community. So Muslims in Ireland are disproportionately well educated, and people need to get that into their thick skulls. And as of you living here, you are entitled to have a place to worship.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's just sad because I grew up here and for so long we thought, you know, and I still believe this is my home, you know. We left where we're from and we came here. This is home for us. And even when I go back to Baghdad to visit my grandparents and my extended family, I feel like I miss here. You know, I don't want to go leave Dublin.
And then
you hear these opinions and you feel like, you know, actually, well, they don't see, they'll never see me as, you know, they'll never recognize it.
As Irish, just because you happen to worship somewhere differently.
Yeah, exactly. But, I pay tax to this country. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm very patriotic. I love Ireland.
But you are Irish. You were born here. You're as Irish as we are. I want to just address some of the messages that are coming in. Of course, you know, nobody will have the balls to come on and say this. We're now getting threats and being called traitors. In fact, this message says we're going to be hung, drawn, and quartered for being traitors, and we're guilty of treason because we're interviewing a Muslim woman on the podcast.
Who said that?
That's absolutely. Messages have been sent to them. What would you say to that?
Like, I mean, the place of, like, I just say, you know, the ignorance is what's dangerous here, not the fact that there's a couple of handful of Muslims that want to build a place to go to pray. A place of worship doesn't divide a country, intolerance does. And they will be the reason their country falls and is misrepresented, not because there's Muslims here. I mean, it's just... They're so ignorant. They don't see past this ignorance. And if a Muslim sent that message to you now and you read it out loud, what kind of threats would you get? And wouldn't the Gardaí be called about Islamophobia and about a Muslim being terrorism? Wouldn't they call them a terrorist?
Absolutely.
And why are they allowed to make these stupid threats? And
I know,
if a Muslim says that, it's called terrorism.
Absolutely. And yes, had you come on and said something similar about Catholics or Christians or whatever, yes, you would be branded as some sort of a terrorist here to cause trouble.
Exactly.
Even though you're born and bred in this country. Stay with me for a second, Fadia.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant speaker. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Adrian, how are you doing? How are you doing, Jeremy?
Good, thanks, John. What did you want to say on this? You just heard Fadia, very level-headed, explaining that she's entitled to worship as much as anybody else.
Yeah, I heard a good couple of topics over the last few minutes there. I heard Jeremy there addition the Catholic Church, which listen, I have done that before myself. But the fact of the matter is, you know, this, you know, I get this, okay? I get what they need to go somewhere and worship. We've seen it in town, you know, if you walk up a certain few streets there, you know, there's mosques here, there, and everywhere.
Sorry, John, there aren't mosques here, there, and everywhere.
Well, the praying rooms, whatever you want to call them, you know, I don't know what they're called, you know, but you've seen them in town anyway. But the fact of the matter is, Adrian and Jeremy, their religion as well, you know, I can find just as many flaws in their religion as our religion, you know.
Sorry, John, that's not the issue here.
The issue. I've just had to hear Jeremy here for the last half an hour, dishing the Catholic Church and dishing this.
Hang on one second, John.
Sorry, hang on a second. I didn't diss the Catholic Church. What I simply said was, that the majority of our problems, of Ireland's problems in the past, were down to the control of the Catholic Church had over Ireland. The fact that you couldn't go to a pub on a Sunday, we were ordered not to eat meat on a Friday, that was all from the Catholic Church. We were ordered not to have
children. We're getting totally off the subject here. Subject is the right of
the
Muslim population in Ireland, which numbers about 100,000.
Yeah. Well, hang on, we'll ask him a question. Where do you want, Fadi is on the other line, John. Where do you want Fadi to worship, where to be able to go to worship?
I don't want mosques in my country. That's going to be honest with you. I'm going to be straight out and honest with you. You know, I don't like Muslims. I don't like Muslims, and I don't like the religion. I have the balls to say it, Jeremy and Adrian. I always did. You know, on this podcast.
She sounds like
Nadia, let me just let you respond to that. What do you say to somebody like that who doesn't like Islam, doesn't want any mosques in this country? What do you say to that sort of person?
I don't think there's anything to say, but I just like to remind him, like, how many Irish people have actually gone to Dubai to work, and the United Arab Emirates is a Muslim country, and they're very well respected and very well paid over there. So why can't you know, Muslims come here for the same reasons, for better quality of life and better, you know, jobs and things like that? I don't understand where this hatred is coming from. And he's saying that their religion has as many flaws as ours. Well, I never said Islam is a perfect religion. No one has ever said that. I'm not here to make it seem like everyone has to be Muslim. All I'm saying, everyone has a right to practice as they wish and to pray where they want. And because we have been brought up in this country, and we feel that a piece of this land is, you know, we've contributed towards it. We feel like we should have a right to have a place that we go to and socialize, to meet other Muslims, to have a community of our own.
And John, I mentioned just a moment ago, you've somebody like Fadia here, who's a Muslim woman born and bred here, well educated, working as a pharmacist. I mentioned that we have 4,000 doctors in Ireland who are Muslim, and you. Sorry, John.
Well, go on anyway. You keep babbling on here about this shit. Go on.
You don't want those people to have any place to worship.
Look, here's the thing, Sergeant. Right? So we start with the, you said there's a plan of permission there for a few mosques. 489 people got the planning permission up in Letterkenny for this one. You know, when you see the amount of planning permission, I'd like to know where, you know, you can't get a fucking, you can't build a log cabin out your backyard and we're putting on
the
they're getting planning permission for mosques. You know, this is what I don't want in Ireland. I don't want this becoming fucking, you know.
John, I don't know what you're going on about. Hundreds of mosques going to be built in Ireland.
I'm here to ward your sign, Jeremy.
There's no chance of hundreds of mosques being built in Ireland. There are only 100,000 Muslims in the country, so there isn't a need for
489. You said 489 get one mosque, okay? So if you divide that up there, 489 people need a mosque to worship, as you said, and it's very important, okay? So divide that up there now and see how many mosque people come to the country as well. You see, I'm going to go originally with the other guy that you started off mocking earlier on. You know, you give them an inch, you take them a mile. You see, this is the thing where I can't understand, guys. Why are they coming to Ireland to build mosques and build this and build that?
This girl, I don't know if you were listening to Fadia. Fadia, but are you a pharmacist, Fadia, are you?
Yeah, sorry. I mean, he said something about a log cabin. I just wanted to address that. Like, they always make it seem like the state is unfair to them and is giving other nationalities and other religions more than
they do. The state does, and it's been proven. It's been fucking proven many a time over. The government are racist against their own Irish people. We can't even get a lock cap here in the chip.
John, let
her, anything else.
John, let her speak. Let her speak. Sorry, Fadia, go on.
If people abide by the guidelines and the rules that every council lays out, they can build whatever they want to build. I mean, I've applied for a planning permission for my house, and everyone has a right to object or to, you know, if it's interfering with any of my neighbours. But nobody has, and I've gotten my planning permission because there's no problems and I'm not hurting anybody. So this whole thing about the state is unfair to them and is good to that, to others, that is totally untrue.
And you have had that experience yourself?
Absolutely. I mean, like, obviously you can't build a log cabin because then you can't have apartments in everyone's back gardens. There's a reason. There's for the economy, for climate, for all of those reasons. Like, that's just stupid.
Okay, so again, I want to come back to I'm going to leave the final word on this because I will let you go. I don't want to keep you on too long.
Yeah.
What do you say to people, and there are many, who say we don't need any more mosques in Ireland? We have enough. We don't like them.
I think they need to face the fact that Ireland is now a multinational, multi-religious country. Whether that they accept that or not, it is the reality. The question whether we respond to that question is whether we respond to that with respect and confidence or with suspicion and hostility. Nations that have been built and have prospered, for example, the UK and America and Sweden and Australia, they all have mosques and synagogues and temples and churches, and people live in harmony together. There is absolutely no problem in having a mosque. The real problem that they should be fighting is ignorance. They should be talking about homelessness. They should be talking about other problems this country is facing. This is not one of them.
And if you look, and a lot of the people like John forget this, conveniently forget this, you look at the work that the Muslim Sisters of ERA do every single night on the streets of Dublin, feeding homeless people and stuff like that. They get no credit from the bigots. They give them no credit. Yeah.
And I agree with what you're saying, Fadi. I was in India recently, and I was in a particular part of India, and in the town that I was in, there was a shrine or a temple or a church or a synagogue for nearly every single religion on earth. It was unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. That everybody is welcome to practice their own religion in their own way.
And as well, and I know John isn't here to defend himself, but John said he didn't like Muslim people, which is ridiculous. There's billions of Muslims.
Stupid statement.
John,
you wouldn't jump off the operating theatre if one of those 4,000 Muslim doctors was about to operate on you.
That's my point. Fadi, you're a pharmacist. If John went into your chemist today to get something, some headache tablets, there's no way he'd turn around to you and say, I don't want you to serve
me. No, of course there isn't. Ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. Fadi, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Let me go to more of your opinions in just a moment. Henry has been in touch with us.
Hi guys, listen, I can't come on today, but I'd like to give him my minutes worth. Yeah, I just think it's overreaction really by people, you know, saying, oh, like they hate having a mosque built and all that, and they'll all say, ah, but there's no churches built in supposedly Islamic countries. I mean, look at Morocco, look at Tunisia, look at Algeria, look at Libya, look at Egypt, look at Indonesia, look at Pakistan, look at the United Arab Emirates, look at Qatar, and the biggest, as I say, the biggest populated Muslim country is Indonesia, and there's churches there, and not forget the birthplace of Jesus, Palestine. So you see, this is all incorrect, saying if you go over to those countries, you'll be persecuted and all that. But no, it's not, because if you Google up any of the churches in those countries, they get a 4 out of 5 stars. And, you know, and the woman there is right, you know, like, if anybody was building a church or a synagogue, there'd be no objections. It's just ignorant bigotry, really. That's all it is. And for people to say Ireland was a Christian country built on Christian values, no, it wasn't. Ireland. It was actually built in pagan values because the Celts were officially pagans, and Christianity didn't come to this country till the 5th century. We've had Celtic traditions in this country for millenniums. That's it.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Claire, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Claire?
How are you, kitten boy?
Now, Claire, what do you want to say on this?
I'm just saying, like, are we not living in the 21st century?
I thought we were living in the 21st century, but...
Yeah, but, like, my son's grandfather, he's Muslim. I swear we're a Catholic. But what's the big deal?
And I agree. I don't see what the big deal is. I don't understand what the big deal is. Would I be right in thinking that you're from a part of this island that has been divided by religion for years?
Oh, yeah, I live in Newry.
And we know that the six counties, the dividing line between the people in the six counties has always been religion. This is now a new religious debate. What do you say to people in Letterkenny or anywhere around the 32 counties that objects to mosques being built?
They just need to get up with the times. Like, come on, I grew up, my father was a Republican, right? So I grew up in that shit, and it is not a good thing to live in. There's a lot of anger, a lot of issues against both sides of religion, and then you start... They're all going on one side now, and now they're ganging up in the other one. Like, come on, it's 21st century.
And, okay, so you think people need to get with the times, embrace the new Ireland that we have with people from all over the world, from different cultures. That is just the way it is. Is that really what you're saying?
No, well, to a certain degree, I am saying that, but to another degree, if they're not meant to be here, they're not meant to be here. Like.
Would it bother you then if, I don't know, even if there is there a mosque in Newry? And if so, or if not, would you be happy with one being built?
I couldn't bother me, to be honest with you.
I always say this about everything. Any topic we're talking about, Claire, I always use the same argument, and I'm going to use this argument again. To the people who would have a problem with it, how does it affect your life? And I asked this question 40 minutes ago, and not one person has been able to. And I'll ask the question again in case people are a bit slow. How does it affect your life if we have a mosque? As I said, I grew up beside a mosque in Clonskee. It didn't affect my life in any way. Absolutely. In fact, I got a positive from it because they do a really cheap lunch, and I've gone in there for lunch the odd time. But how does a mosque opening in, whether it's Letterkenny, whether it's Ballybrack, whether it's Swords, how does a mosque opening affect your life? When you wake up in the morning, yeah, how does it change your life if there's a mosque down the road?
I don't think it does.
The only thing I would complain about the mosque is when I'm driving by Clonskee on a Friday, that's obviously their day of prayer. Jesus Christ, you can't get up the road. It's absolutely packed because they all worship together. But other than that, other than traffic problems, and I don't think that's what people have an issue with. So what is your issue? And I mean, even John, we had John on. John couldn't answer the question. How does it affect his life? How does it... Somebody just give me that answer. How does it affect your life if there's a mosque within 100 yards of your gaff? Honestly.
Well, I live in the north, right? And it was always divided Catholic and Protestant, right? What I'm saying is it never divided my life, and I still get on with. And I still live in Port and Newry that is divided both, but we all get on together.
And that's
the 21st century.
Yeah, and that's exactly the point that I was about to make, that we had a country, and particularly the six counties, that were very divided on religious grounds. And what did it achieve? Yeah. It achieved absolutely nothing. There is no point in arguing over religion. If you want to practice your religion, you go knock yourself out. If you want to be a Muslim or a Protestant or a Catholic or a Jew, you do you, basically. And I never understood why people have an issue with people practicing their own religion, especially considering that the majority of so-called Catholics on this island no longer even go to church, don't practice their religion.
And as well, this whole belief that Muslims are trying to take over. If you look at New York, their mayor for the first time ever is a Muslim mayor, Mandini. Great, absolutely brilliant. Has he changed New York?
No, he's trying to change it for the better.
For the better. But people, like, are there mosques popping up? Have they turned Times Square into a big mosque?
No. That's what I'm aware of, no.
Most Muslims I know and most Muslims I'm friends with are just here to work, to live, to raise families and to pray to their God. That's it. That's it. No hidden agenda.
Well, I will say, like, out of the North and the South, right, if you're sick, who's looking after you? 90% of them are Muslim.
Okay, so it wouldn't bother you if a mosque was to open in Newry in the next few months?
No.
Sure, why would it?
No, but that's the question. Yeah. Why would it?
Eric, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eric?
I'm good, lad. How are you?
Not a bother, thanks, Eric. What did you want to say on this?
Ah, well, I just heard there a few minutes ago, I think it might have been Jeremy, was saying how would a mosque affect you if it opened up in your area in the morning?
And I mean negatively, other than the traffic.
Negatively, well, I'll tell you a personal experience down here in Waterford City. So a number of months ago, we rejected a mosque being built down here. And the reason why is because it's seriously affecting the local community. Because what they done is they got the mosque on the prime land for below the asking price. They've got planning permission to build a mosque on it, even though the land is owned for business and enterprise and not for religious purposes. And then that there's a shortage of housing in the area, so there's no houses going to be erected on that land for those people. So there's a direct effect to people, not just me and everybody else and the younger generation.
Okay, but that to me, Eric, sounds like, and I'm not familiar with that specific story in Waterford, but that sounds like a planning complaint rather than a complaint against the actual mosque, isn't it?
Well, it's a complaint as well against the actual mosque because there's no need for it. So the local area doesn't have the numbers of Muslims for that mosque. So you have to then ask yourself, why is there so many mosques being erected around the country? Why are they taking place prayer services inside of flats, even in houses, and repurposing planning laws for the mosques? And then they're looking for big mosques, which are not actually prayer centres. They're going to be like mini villages, like what we see up in Dublin, where they close themselves off into a community and don't integrate. And that's proven in the UK, and it's going to be proven in Ireland if we don't do something about it.
Okay, well, let's talk about, you want to talk about mosques. The Ballyhaunis Mosque was one of the first mosques in, Ballyhaunis of course is a town in County Mayo, one of the first mosques to come to Ireland. 1987, that mosque was opened. 1987, so Eric, you probably weren't born. I was only a nipper. Adrian was about 40. But that's around since 1987. I've never heard from the people of Ballyhaunis saying anything negative about that mosque being there or talking about any sort of antisocial behaviour related to it. That mosque is just there, and the people from Mayo go to Ballyhaunis and they pray and then they go home to their houses.
Yeah, but you see the difference there. That's a long-established mosque. And when that was first built, we don't have the numbers of immigrants that are coming into the country that we have now.
Yeah, but not all Muslims are immigrants. In fact, the woman we spoke to a few minutes ago was born and bred in... let's not confuse religion with...
With
immigration.
You're coming away from the point, you see. So the immigration numbers that are coming in is having a direct effect. And then if we're now going to be building mosques on top of that and we're not building housing, well, then we're in serious trouble. Because now we're taking in an influx of immigrants and we're taking prize land away that we can build hundreds of houses on for mosques.
But if that's your argument, and that's a fair argument, if that's your argument, why are you not calling for all the Catholic churches to be knocked down and apartment blocks to be made? Because there's no one in those churches at the weekend. I know.
There are a load of Catholic churches literally sitting there nearly derelict.
If you look at
there absolutely is, but then you have to look at the foundation of the land. The foundation of the land was based on Christianity.
It doesn't matter.
You hold on a minute, but listen, you go to a Middle Eastern country or an Islamic country, you're not going to find a church. As simple as that.
But that's absolutely... Eric. That is absolutely, totally and utterly untrue.
I was in one in Tangiers a couple of years ago.
Completely untrue.
It's completely untrue. How many churches lay standing in the Middle East? How many have we seen burnt in the past number of months alone? And how many have we seen burnt across Europe?
No, but hang on. You said at the start there's no churches in the Middle East, and there's literally...
There is.
Hold on a minute. Christians have been persecuted across the world, including in Sudan.
So we should return the favour then and persecute Muslims here.
I don't prescribe to any Abrahamic religion, but what I do see is what's happening in the world. And you see, people want to ask, why don't people want mosques in their area? Because they see what's going on across the world. They can see then the issues that we have here with the influx of the immigrants, the fact that our own country is being left going to the shitter. They're building mosques, they're building this, that, everything else. Canon laws are being trampled all over. And then for the average Joe Soap here in Ireland that wants to go build a house, he has to go through 5 or 6 different planning laws. He has to keep on putting his hand in his pocket to do it, and then at the end of it, he does.
But Eric, are you seriously now, all joking aside, you're a very educated man, I love debating with you, but are you seriously going to blame the housing crisis on the building of mosques? Now, honestly, with your hand on your heart...
No, I'm not blaming you. See, you're misconstruing.
No, I'm asking you a question. Are you collating the housing crisis with the building of mosques?
No, I'm collating the housing crisis with the inadequacies of government. And
but that's a completely different issue. We're not talking about immigration.
That is an unrelated issue.
It's not an unrelated issue because you're asking what is going to be the direct effect of me personally, and me personally as an Irish man, and I know many other people like me are going to be affected directly by the building of mosques because our kids are not going to have future prime land at any.
I've been to Waterford. Where you're from, Eric, Waterford is one of my favourite cities. I love going to Waterford. I love down by the docks and all that. It's a lovely down by Reginald's Tower and all that. Love Waterford. The one thing I've always noticed about Waterford, and it's very like Wexford, is there's about as many churches as there are pubs. There's a church on every single corner of Waterford. Have you protested about them and asked them to get closed down and turned over for land that housing can be built on?
But why would I do it? Those churches
because they're just
were
sitting there.
Because a lot of them are sitting there doing nothing, going to waste.
They're literally sitting there empty.
Some of them churches, like Mount Medley, for instance, is after being repurposed up in the border there, Tipperary and Waterford, that's after being repurposed. I think now it's education that's going on in there. So again, that's a long-standing church or a monastery that you could call. That's been there.
Okay, so in a sentence then, Eric, tell me why you objected to a mosque in Waterford.
Simply because the local people don't need a mosque in the area. What they need is they need more housing, and they need the care for them and the focus to be on the Irish nationalists.
Do you not believe that Muslims are entitled to have a place to worship?
They can have a place to worship, but for the numbers that you said already, 100,000 Muslims, is that what you said in the country?
In the country, roughly.
So why are we building mosques?
Because those 100,000 people are entitled to have somewhere to worship.
So are we going to go out then and we're going to start just say if we have some Scientologists here, maybe 5 or 10 of them, are we going to build something for them to worship?
So we already have Scientology centres in Ireland.
Yeah, we already have mosques. So why are we building more?
Well, you look at Dublin.
So what, everybody who's a Muslim should have to travel to Dublin to go to worship?
And where do the Scientologists have to go?
I don't know, where do they go?
Well, they go to Dublin, and so I don't know if Scientologists, sorry to cut across, Eric, the amount of Scientologists in this country is a drop in the ocean compared to the amount of Muslims that we have in the country.
There's barely 10,000
Scientologists in the country. Anyway, we're getting totally off the point. Your argument is, go away, we don't want you here in Waterford, go and worship somewhere else. Even though, by the way...
No, I didn't say that. You're saying go to Dublin if you have to. But listen, they worship here in Waterford. They already have 3 mosques here. Those mosques are not built brand new on prime land, but they're in buildings that are mosques, designated mosques.
Mm-hmm. So therefore, I know of one in Dungarvan, for example.
Yeah, but... The, There's more than one in Dungarvan. Yeah, this is what.
But I think, Eric, misinformation, and I'm just looking at a comment then from Martina Cullen on her Facebook page. Martina, I'll just address it. She says, houses should be built before mosques. Okay, absolutely, Martina, but you're not getting it. Mosques in Ireland, most mosques, in fact, I think every mosque in Ireland was built using private money, okay? Not government money, not your taxes. They're built by private investors, okay? So that mosque in Clonskee, none of us paid a penny towards that mosque. So that, and again, it's this belief that people think that the government is handing over millions and millions to build these mosques and they should be building houses. It's completely... Eric?
That's skewed logic, because in that logic then we can have a cartel member come into Ireland, build, pay cash out of his pocket, say, so we didn't pay for it, we didn't build it.
If I bought land tomorrow, Eric, if I was a millionaire and I bought land, I could build I'm sure if I got the planning permission, I could build a mosque on my land with my own private money. I'm not using any tax money for it.
Stay there for a second, Eric. I want to bring in more opinions. Darren is a bit angry.
Jeremy, you always ask that question, how does it affect your life? That's a stupid thing to say. What does any topic that you bring up on this podcast affect any of our lives? No. It's called a topic. It's an opinion show. Stupid comment again. And I guarantee you won't play my first voice now, because you know it's fucking true.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, I know you want to address Darren's voice note that we played there a moment ago.
He's just saying that none of the topics we discuss affect people's lives. Absolutely they do. They literally do. Last week we spoke...
No, but it is an answer you give very regularly on this podcast. How does it affect your life?
No, but this particular... No, but most of the topics we do... do actually affect your life. Like last week we spoke about scrambler bikes. That affects your life if you live in an estate where there's scramblers. The week before that we discussed the surge of drugs in the city centre and cocaine use. That affects your life if your child ends up taking drugs. So it does affect your life. But you didn't answer the question. Well done. You literally evaded the question by a country mile.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
I'm all right. How are you?
Good, thanks, Anthony. What did you want to say on what you've been listening to?
Well, just... shocking how so many people in comments on this topic have been uneducated, don't know the facts. They don't know that fact Ireland is a secular country. It's in our constitution. It has been since the 70s. And according to the 2022 census, there were only 2,000 Muslims in Ireland, about 0.3% of the population. So all these stupid, Islamophobic, uneducated idiots who keep ranting about their shit. It just shows that they haven't got a fucking clue what they're talking about. They're just falling for misinformation and lies being emboldened.
Okay, one of the arguments that I've heard from people like Eric, who's on the line here, is we don't need any more mosques. There are enough mosques in the country. There are enough places of worship for Muslims for the size of the Muslim population in Ireland. What do you say to that?
They have a right to have their places of worship where they need them. Ireland is a secular country. Eric just sounds like a stupid, uneducated idiot who hates on the government. All these idiots who keep hating on the government, if they hate the government so much, go out and vote in elections or get the fuck out of this country. That's what I
right,
say.
Eric, you sound like an uneducated fool, he said.
Well, you see, that uneducated fool is the guy that comes in with insults. I've never insulted anybody. I have a proper conversation. This guy comes on every so often on the show, as I know it, and gives it all the mouth and this and that, but actually behind it, he's behind the screen on Facebook. He doesn't do anything else. People like me and a lot of people like me are out on the streets every day of the week and we're trying to make a change. And we'll battle against the mosques going into places for the right reasons, not the wrong ones. And this guy hasn't a clue. He's talking about...
You're just an Islamophobic scumbag, Eric.
Just to educate you there. I'm not afraid of Islam, okay? So that's a phobia. I ain't afraid of something, man. So get your...
You're protesting against the building of mosques. That makes you an Islamophobic.
No, it
doesn't. Let me say this. It does, in my opinion.
I'm not afraid of something, you know. Phobia is afraid of something. I'm not afraid of it.
If you're against Muslims having places of worship, that makes you an Islamophobic. That's what I make you.
No. I said no new one should be built. Do you not listen? Your education and your hearing must be shot, man.
I have great education. I probably know more than you. A lot of these people who keep on moaning, making threats against Adrian Jeremy, like stuff that they're doing. Those people need to be reported to the Garda.
What are you talking about making mistakes?
Oh, sorry, somebody's choking to death here live on the podcast.
No, I was coughing.
He might be having a heart attack. He's getting a bit overworked.
No, I was just coughing. The people that right, cough.
Take a breather.
By the way, Anto, I might have misheard you, Eric, but I don't think you're religious in any way, are you, Eric?
No, I'm absolutely not.
Yeah, so it's not as if he's pitting Christianity against Islam, right?
My view on it is all Abrahamic religions are as bad as each other, right? From the day of their inception, they've done nothing but cause division amongst the human population.
I agree.
And that's where all the fear.
I totally agree where it comes to religion. Religion has been the cause of all evil in the world, had the truth be known.
If people just looked at the real stuff behind it, so like as I said, look, why don't go against churches? Churches are built. If someone came to me in the morning and said, "We're going to build a church next door," I said, "Boy, they've nowhere to use for it." That's why I say the same about mosques. We can't dig up the stuff that's already there. It's not right to do it. So what we should do is make sure in the future that we're not making the same mistakes again. Simple as.
Absolutely. I agree with you. We finally agree on something. Thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me bring in Damien.
Hi guys, Damien here. Fair play to Fadia that she would even engage with that dumbass, stupid, racist prick, Joan.
Oh, thank you very much indeed, Damien. And, John is back on, and he's still angry.
Ireland be a great country altogether, isn't we? Huh? What a fantastic little island. Give them as many fucking mosques and give anybody, you know, Scientology, give them all. Give them all the whole lot. Give them all the lands they need, with all the planning permissions they need. So, Jesus, it doesn't get any better. We're already at the giving them the hotels away and everything else away. So give them the whole fucking lot. Give them the keys of the country and get it over and done with. But you ever give us our heads a wobble, lads, for fuck's sake now, and copy ourselves on.
All right, thank you very much indeed,
get
John.
Get
your shit together. Now, before we go, we have another Opinions Matter travel mug, one of our merchandise pieces to give away. We have a very simple question. Jeremy, what is the question?
During this podcast, I mentioned several times that I grew up near a mosque. Where is that mosque? It's still around, by the way. It's still there. Where is that mosque? Simply WhatsApp the answer to 0858252626. That's 0858252626. We pick out a winner and you will be notified if you have won on the next podcast. Where was the mosque that I grew up beside?
Okay, it's as simple as that. If you would like to win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug, all you have to do is answer that question. You're in the draw and we will call somebody back at the start of the next episode.
And here's a little clue. The mosque does a lovely shish kebab.
That's the clue.
Well, that's not really a clue. It's
no,
just,
no, I know. It's a lovely place in town. Does a lovely shish kebab as well.
Zaytun.
Yeah.
I love Zaytun.
Lovely, yeah.
I love Zaytun.
That's not the answer, by the way. Where is the mosque that Jeremy grew up nearby? Send us that answer to 0858252626 by 1 o'clock on the 12th of February. If you're listening to this after that date, you're too late, I'm afraid. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We will catch you on the next one.